Amen.
Any other Tanya
Johnson? Praise God. Hello, 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 and good afternoon, radio listeners. You are tuned into San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center broadcast. I am Deborah Newton, founder of San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center, and here with me today is my cousin Alyssa. She is the young lady that has been called to the land of Rwanda, and we just bless God for his calling. Please join us Saturday afternoon right here on Gospel 1480 and 92.1 FM from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Before we open up with prayer, I would like to thank Gospel 1480 for this opportunity to minister to the multitude, as well as thanking Linda Lee of Mom and Them Entertainment, who is a sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and supporters. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry by way of monetary offerings or words of encouragement, you can contact us at San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, zip code 78202. Our phone number is 210-227-4522. It is now time to prepare for 2017, a love fest with Jesus. The Lord is inviting you to come and spend the weekend in his presence. The theme this year is joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 35. The retreat will be Friday and Saturday, August the 4th and the 5th, 2017. This year, we will be meeting the Lord at the Minger Hotel here in San Antonio, Texas. Now, if you would like more information, the contact persons for this precious retreat is Pastor Ava Fulmer. Her phone number is 210-918-0905, or Cynthia Hornsby, 210-286-9636. You can call them or you can contact them. The Love Fest is an experience that you will never forget. Every year is better and better, and my expectations of encountering the Lord Jesus is fulfilled each time that I have attended the Love Fest. And I'm just wanting to say, you know, when I say we, because I go there expecting to experience the Lord. And it is a time that I get to go and rest. I don't have to work. I'm just ready to receive from the Lord. And I just thank God for Pastor Fulmer and Cynthia Hornsby and how they just set this special time up for the body of Christ to come and meet with Jesus. So again, it is now time to prepare for 2017, a love fest with Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, at this time, I'm going to give the mic to Alyssa, and she's going to open us up in prayer and however the Lord uses her. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Cousin Deborah. Maramutse, good afternoon, everybody in San Antonio. I am so blessed to be here, and so let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this day. You are awesome, Lord. There is none other like you, and I thank you that we can love, serve, and praise your holy name. I pray, Lord, that you will open ears, open eyes, and open hearts to your truth, your life, your love, and your way. I pray, Lord, for many salvations today on the radio and all over the world. Thank you that you are at work even when we cannot see you working, that we can have the faith that you are doing, that you are being God. And we bless your holy name, and I praise you. And Lord Jesus, in the second part of the prayer, I'm going to sing as you have placed this song in my heart, and I sing for your glory, Lord Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my God. You're my rock and my redeemer. You're the reason that I sing. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes. Every hour, every moment, Lord, I want to be your servant. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes, oh, in your eyes. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alyssa. Praise God. You know, today, one of the topics that we're going to talk about is facing the giant. You know, I didn't know what I was going to be talking about until last night. And yesterday I had shared a testimony regarding me facing a giant that's before me. And that giant was fear. And then the Lord just said, this is what you are to talk about. Facing the giant. There are many giants we face today. For example, it is fear. But fear of what? What is it that you're afraid of? Is it unemployment, abandonment, sexual abuse, rejection, depression, bills, a career, mistake, or future? Or is it being afraid of being a leader? And today I want to ask Alyssa about her facing her giant. Today, when I told Alyssa about the topic that I was going to be talking about, and she just came to town. She just got here at about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. And then she knew what she needed to do. So Alyssa, tell us about you facing this giant of singing before man. How did it feel?
Right now, it felt beautiful because I just felt the Lord in me and through me, and there was no fear while I was singing.
Mm. And, you know, last week we talked about God restoring our innocence. Now, God had put it on Alyssa's heart to sing from a very young age. But how long, Alyssa, had this giant been stalking you to keep you from moving forward? How long had that been? What happened that kept you from just, in your innocence, singing before the Lord? Not singing to entertain man, but singing for the Lord.
Well, when I was 13, I'm 25 now, but when I was 13, I was entering into a church competition. And I had one of the songs that the Lord gave me. And I took it to my music, to the lady who did the music. And I played and I sang for her. And she said, oh, this is pretty. Now, why don't we try to do it this way?
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is what hindered me. I'm like, oh, the way that I wrote it isn't good enough. And I don't think other people are going to accept it as well. I didn't realize that at the time that she was helping me. Now I do, but yeah, that's where it all started from.
Mm-hmm. And then it just built up a stronghold to keep you from going forward.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. I'm grateful to God that you did what he wanted you to do today.
Amen.
By moving forward and facing the giant. Now, when you faced the giant, you said you didn't have any fear.
No.
And one of the things that I've realized, when you face that thing that's before you, that's when God steps in and the fear is removed from you.
Yes.
Again, we're talking about facing the giant. There are many giants we face today. For example, fear. And what are you afraid of? And then I have some examples. Could it be unemployment, abandonment, rejection, from sexual abuse? Could it be depression, bills, a career, or a mistake of the future? Now, Alyssa just shared her point and her story concerning singing before men, because God had placed it on her heart to sing and worship unto Him. And when God asks you to do something, there's something special in it. You might try to measure yourself up to others that are before you, but that's not what we're supposed to do. We're just supposed to be obedient and just do it. And as we do that, we're walking in innocence. I'm reminded about Adam and Eve, and when Adam covered himself, and when God was asking, "Where are you?" and he said, "I'm here." And then God said, "Who told you you were naked?" Because he was living in an innocent state. But then now the enemy had planted in his mind some things. So again, facing your giant, how long has your giant stalked you and kept you from moving forward? Now I'm looking at 1 Samuel 17, and I'm going to be hopping a little bit around. But one of the things that I'm reminded of is David and Goliath. And Goliath knew that he could bully someone. If you look at the description that they gave about Goliath and his size and the tone of his voice and stuff like that, it's very intimidating. Can you imagine the tone of his voice? Wouldn't you be intimidated? In 17:8, it says, "Goliath stood and called out to the army of Israel, saying, 'Why have you come out dressed for battle? Am I not the Philistine, you the servant of the Lord, servant of Saul, and you the servant of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servant. But if I fight him and kill him, then you must become our servant and work for us.'" You know, one time I had a dream, and in the dream, I was on the front line, and it was a few other people there that were on the front line with me, and we were behind some type of large obstacle that would keep us from being fired upon. And then on the opposite side was our enemy. And the enemy began to yell out. And the tone of his voice was so frightening. And the words that he spoke were so intimidating. And then I turned around and I began to look at the people that were around me. And I said, I don't have enough help here. I am not staying here. And you guys, I'm going to tell you, in that vision, I took off running, and I was even beating the horses. So, let's talk about that. You talk about that. I was scared. I was moving, and I took off running. And, you know, the giant that comes before you can be so intimidating. And the voices of the words that are spoken into your mind can hold you back and make you run, make you not face them, whatever the situation is. And so it continues to stalk you and keep you from going forward. Now I'm looking at also First Samuel 17:22. It said David left the king. This is when David getting ready to stand up. It said, "David left the things with the man to take care of them. He ran to the army and went to meet with his brother. As he talked with them, Goliath the Philistine from Gath came out of the army of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before. And David heard him. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they ran away from him and were very much afraid. And that just reminded me of that dream that I had. Because I heard the voice of that man and it was so intimidating. So what is it? What is your giant? What is that that is in front of you that God wants you to move forward, but you are so afraid that it causes you to freeze like ice? What is it? Well, I would say to you today, face that giant. Just like Alyssa faced the giant that was before her. And in the midst of her singing in the airways, she had such peace and serenity and comfort. And that is the same for you. Face it. And God will be right there with you. Remember when David in 33, they wanted to set him up to get ready to go for battle. And it said in 1733, Saul said to David, "You are not able to go and fight against this Philistine. You are only a young man. While he has been a man of war since he was young." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was taking care of his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock." And he says, "I went after him and fought him and saved it from his mouth. When he came again against me, I took hold of him by the hair of his head and hit him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this Philistine who has not gone through our religious acts will be like one of them. For he has made fun of the army of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who saved me from the foot of the lion and from the foot of the bear will save me from the hand of the Philistine." David went back and remembered his experiences and the victories God gave him because he knew God was with him. He knew that David, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. So David had a relationship with God. And it is so important that we continue to walk in that intimate relationship with him and not take it for granted. I repent many times because I take for granted the grace that he gives us to be able to even be in a relationship with him. So it is so important for us to continue to walk in that humility and the intimacy of the relationship with God. Now, again, David wasn't even able to fight the battle with Saul. In the style that Saul wanted to give him to fight that battle with Goliath. Because he knew how to fight and he had the tools that were familiar to him to fight a battle. That was a relationship he gave God that he had with God, and God taught him how to war with his hands. And one of the things that I have prayed, and there's a scripture where I asked God, "God, teach me how to war with my hands." And God taught David how to war with his hands. And he used what was familiar to him. And God gave him the victory. Now in 39, the scripture, starting at scripture 39, it says, David put on his sword over, and this is talking about putting on Saul's sword over his heavy battle clothes and tried to walk, for he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I am not used to them." And David took them off. He took his stick in his hand and chose five smooth stones from the river. David used what he was familiar with. Now I want to tell you about the giant that I have been having to face. And it is the giant of fear. Let me tell you my testimony. It was in 85, 86 or so. No, not even 85. It's probably in 83 or 84. And I had gotten an apartment on the, I believe that's the northwest side of town, and a single young lady, and I was very beautiful, and I was a hard worker, so I would work double shifts, and I would, when working those double shifts, I would sleep very hard. Well, this one particular day, I came home from working, and I went to sleep. But when I was awakened, being beaten, and I was being pulled out of the apartment by my hair. A lot of hair was pulled out of my scalp, but I was pulled out of the apartment and dragged to the automobile by my hair. And I had gone through a horrific experience previous, not too far behind. And when this person put me in the car, he began to tell me what he was going to do with me when he got me wherever he was going to take me. And of course, there was great fear, and we were on Callahan Road. And while on Callahan Road, we were on Callahan Road, and he was going about 50 to 60 miles an hour on Callahan. And he was calling me all kind of names and telling me what he was going to do to me. And, you know, I just didn't want to go through that stuff that I had went through previously. And so I looked at the door to see if the door was locked. And the door wasn't locked. So I said, well, I'm just going to have to jump out. And so I jumped out of the car. And I jumped out that car going about 50, 60 miles an hour. And when I jumped out of the car, by the grace of God, no other cars were coming, and from neither direction. And I jumped off exactly on the overpath of, I believe that's 410 and Callahan. And I was right there on that bridge. And I remember hearing a loud noise. I don't know what the noise was, but I was trying to stand up. I couldn't see. I had no clear vision, but I can hear noise. And I heard the tires, like as if he was coming toward me to hit me. And then I began to see, I could start to focus, and I would see yellow, and I knew the car color was yellow. So then I jumped off of the overpath onto 410. And when I jumped onto 410, I don't know if my ankle was broken before then or afterwards. And I tried to stop an 18-wheeler truck driver to help me. And doing so, when I tried to stop him, he did stop. The person that had kidnapped me, because that's what it was, kidnapped. The person that had kidnapped me had come down on the expressway, and he had put a gun to that truck driver, and the truck driver ended up leaving, so he didn't get to help me. And I believe that was a praying truck driver, because God was with me in that. The man put me back in the car, and he was going down 410 towards Starcrest, and as he was going at a very, very high rate of speed, and he blew the engine. And when he blew the engine, he had to exit at Starcrest. When he exited at Starcrest, it's not there anymore. He made a right, but further down, it was like you're going toward Austin Highway. There was a 7-Eleven. And then there was apartments where the car stopped right in the middle of the street. And since I had a broken ankle, he didn't care about, you know, he wasn't worried about me going anywhere. And so he left me in the car, and he went into that 7-Eleven. When he went into that 7-Eleven, he then, there was these young kids that came out of 7-Eleven. They were runaways, or they may have been angels. But they came out, and I said, can I follow you? And they said, yeah, you can follow us. You know, I said, this ain't no joke. This man is going to kill me. And they told me to follow them. And I started running on this broken ankle. And I got into the apartment where they were at. And when I got in there, you knew that they were runaway kids. And I sat there in that place for quite some time. But my point, the point that I'm trying to make when I say I was facing my giant, when you have had some type of experience like that, that is traumatizing to be awakened in your sleep when you're tired, to be awakened like that. And the most vulnerable state that you can possibly be in is being asleep. And so I would have a hard time sleeping in a place that didn't have burglar bars, windows and burglar bars on the door and security system, had all that, had to have all of that. It made it very difficult for me to rest because I was traumatized. And but by the grace of God, God has been walking me through the process. It is a process to be able to move forward. But he has been walking me through. And when I face the giant, the peace of God is right there with me. And you know, God is so awesome. Even when you are so afraid, God's presence will become so tangible to let you know, I'm right here. It's okay. I'm right here. Don't worry. I'm right here. I got you. It's okay. But I choose to face the giant because of the factor. He even told me, what you go through, I'm using it to help somebody else. So I have to face him. You have to face him. And by the grace of God, you have victory over him. And so today, I don't know when and I don't know how God's going to go about it, but he's going to bring a giant before you. And he says, trust me. Face the giant. And again, you do have victory. It's in Jesus you have victory.
Amen.
I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share this with you. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would have your way over the people.
Yes.
And I pray, God, and I thank you for their deliverance. Father, there is a calling that you have on the life of the body. And the giant has been keeping them hostage. But you, by your grace and mercy, I believe today is our day of deliverance. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm done for today, and I thank you and God bless you.
Amen.